Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
On the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Binance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
We have to, if the breakers want to chime in on what we'd like Carson to be able to sponsor, because he has let us know that he is in for full sponsorship on some things. For the
Thanksgiving Eve,
for Thanksgiving Eve, for the big event. The next thing also is that we're pretty sure that Tom and Sean Peed will be here.
Whoa,
Carson's gonna bring is gonna bring Sandhills Global down here, and Jim Hansen will be in attendance also.
You tell me the Peds will be here.
The Peds, it's out there anyway. It's out there that the Peds may make an appearance. So I've reached out to Here comes Steve.
He's running down.
Steve, where did Steve go?
I don't know.
Where did you go?
You had a full 7 minutes there.
Yeah, we had a full 7 minutes, and I just told people that it appears that the Peds will be here for the Thanksgiving. Carson will be.
You're kidding.
He's trying to bring him. Yes,
he's
reaching out to him today. So Carson,
the Peds would make an appearance.
Make an appearance. It'd be nice to see him. Sandhills Global.
Whoa.
Yeah, be nice for We'll have an 1890 booth and a Sandhills Global booth side
That'd
by
be
side.
Nice.
They could help Randy do woodworking. And that'll be nice.
Hey, I apologize for being late.
Yeah, what
I was
happened?
Talking to Thomas back there about hoops.
Oh, hoops. Yeah. Hoops, that's what I call him. Hoops.
Thomas Bilianco, yes, yeah. Our friend Thomas.
Yeah,
yes.
Talk about hoops.
Yeah, Tom, say his last name again.
Bilianco.
He's the resident basketball expert.
Yes, we like that. Yes.
Yes, we're talking about
Thomas will be here.
Thomas will be here
If you want
sure.
to talk about hoops on next Wednesday, he'll be here for that.
Absolutely.
Thomas is about six what?
Nine
to ten. You'll notice him. It won't be like one. Where's the hoops guy at? You'll figure it out pretty fast who the hoops guy
pretty
is.
Pretty obvious.
He played professionally overseas.
He did.
Yes. He knows a lot about hoops.
Yes, he can talk screen and rolls, give and goes, box and one,
yep.
Triangle and two,
all
different
the things
defenses.
Your dad taught you.
All throughout that three quarter press.
Just yell hoops at him too.
One three hoops. So yell hoops.
That's what Bill calls
1-3-1. 1-3-1 defense, 2-3 zone. You know, matchup man.
Did your eyes light up when a team played 1-3-1?
What's that?
Did your eyes light up?
Yeah, that was. I'll tell you one thing. They took you off the point, man. Yeah, that was hard. It made you work.
Yeah.
Made you work.
I thought 1-3-1 was just a waste of time.
Ooh, my dad's going to push back.
Oh, yeah. Boy. I'm sorry, Ron.
Here comes Ron.
Yeah, you're going to get annihilated.
He's coming
for my next question is, tell me why. Diagram the 1-3-1 for me and tell me how it rotates.
I can do that.
Tell me the rotation, what happens.
2-3-1-3-1. What are we doing?
2-1-2. Yeah, I know.
Are you tired?
Hands up. Yeah. Like you said, the worst thing was, I used to come out like that. Okay, they're in a 2-3-1-3-1, 2-1-2, whatever. Okay, sounds good. Okay, they're going to play man-to-man right in my face.
Yeah, here we go.
I would prefer you guys would give me some space here to shoot.
Right. Here we go.
GoCurrency.com.
Let's go.
It is time. Without further ado.
Fruit Loop quiz.
Fruit Loop Marty.
Hey, Steve, catch Fruit Loop if you don't mind.
Sixth grade Marty.
It's time for NFL winners and losers.
Oh, that's right.
Here we go. This is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is chili season. Put a dollop on your chili. Also, make it part of your tailgate. We got two games to go. At Penn State, at home against Iowa.
Yeah, we got.
Bring Fuhrer's to your tailgate.
Three, because you got a bowl game.
That's true. You do have that. All right, to the winners off the bat. It wasn't a blowout, but it's a big game in the NFC West. The Rams hold on to beat the Seahawks 21-19.
Wish I would have watched that. That's like a heck of a
good
game.
It was a good football game. The Seahawks had like a 60-yarder to win the game. They pushed it wide right.
60-yarder.
Pushed it right. Mm. Rams get the big
win. I like the Seahawks.
They're a good team. Seahawks would be dangerous in January.
I talked to a Vikings guy yesterday at the gym. He's just like, I looked at him, I go, you had Sam Darnold. Think about it.
Sure did.
You had him right there, and then you drafted somebody else, and so you had to run him out.
You had McCartney. Now you have McCarthy.
McCarthy, yes. Number two winner, the Broncos have had problems with the Chiefs for years, and they take down the Chiefs 22-19 walk-off field goal by Will Lutz. Broncos 9-2. Chiefs are 5-5.
Jake's eyes light up. Look at him. He's so excited.
The NFL says, all right, hey, we got some new life here, maybe. Maybe some new life in the NFL.
Some new team, new blood.
Yeah. The Broncos up by two games in the AFC West. Number three, this team won on Thursday night. 8 straight wins for the New England Patriots. I hate saying it, but I got to give them respect. 27-14 over the Jets. They're 9-2. Mike Vrabel is getting things done in New England.
They still wear those helmets with the Patriot on them, with the real Patriot that's centering a ball.
When they do throwbacks, like once or twice.
Throwbacks, but those are beautiful.
Those are good.
This reminds me of seeing this. Let's just jog Steve Grogan out right now with the neck roll on and the white helmet with the Patriot snapping the ball. That was a thing of beauty,
better
Jake.
Times.
Yep, better times. I like those uniforms, throwbacks.
I bet you do.
Number four, their defense was non-existent, but their offense was. The Bills at home take down the Bucks. High-scoring game, 44-32. Josh Allen accounts for 4 touchdowns in this football game.
Josh Allen, Hall of Famer.
He'll definitely be a Hall of Famer.
He'll be a HOF.
No questions asked there.
First ballot?
Probably. He leads all quarterbacks in touchdown rushes.
Yeah. He's first ballot. Yeah. Has to be.
I think he's first ballot.
With or without a title, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Okay.
And number five, watch out for the Dolphins. They're getting hot.
Ooh, you got to watch.
It wasn't pretty. They made some strange decisions in the football game. They still went in overtime, 16-13 in Madrid against the Commanders. Now 4-7, bye week, Saints, Jets, Steelers next. There's a path to 7-7.
Saints,
there's a path.
Jets? You definitely are winning those games.
Yeah. Should be 6-7, and then maybe the Steelers, Monday Night Football.
No, but are we going to push back a little bit, Jake? I mean, you wanted the coach fired.
I wanted somebody fired.
You wanted them both fired. Don't try to pass this off.
You're kind of weaseling out of this.
Don't do that, Jake.
That's fine. Listen,
McDaniel.
Yes.
I still don't love McDaniel, but they have made a decision. They're keeping him to the end of the year. So I want to support my team.
His team is playing very hard.
They are.
They beat the Bills handily.
That was a nice win 2 weeks ago.
You got to give him props.
Yeah, I do. I was kind of the same way on him. Like, how's this working? You know, how's he running this team?
Right.
And he's got him kind of turned. Yeah.
Held it together. Sorry.
To the losers, I think the most clear loser this week was the Chargers did not show up. They went to Jacksonville and got absolutely demoralized, 35-6. By the Jags.
Hmm.
I don't know what that was. Again, it's cross country. I get that, but still, 35-6. The Jags are good. They're not that good.
No,
that's a bad.
It's
loss.
Sports and it happens. I mean, it
things
does happen.
Happen in sports. It you does. Have those days.
Number two loser. Now there was an NFL record set in a good way. It didn't affect the Cardinals. The Cardinals are bad. They got beat 41-22 by the Niners and set an NFL record for most completed passes in the game.
Ooh.
Jacoby Brissett had 47 completions for 400-plus yards.
What was these numbers? 47 for what?
Like for 59? It was actually pretty
really
efficient,
good.
Too.
Yeah, it's very efficient.
In a loss?
And they lost. They got beat 41-22. It was never close.
How they only scored 22?
They ran the ball for about 10 yards total.
Jacoby Brissett is just setting himself up to play in the NFL for like 10 more years. He's going to be like going, well, who should our number one backup be?
He's always
Jacoby
a backup.
Brissett.
He wants to play for every team.
Yes.
He might as well. Number three loser last night. Sorry, your Raiders. They are bad.
They're
never,
bad.
Ever, ever competitive. 33-16 loss at home to the Cowboys. They look awful all around.
I'm sorry.
Everywhere.
once again, gets back to players. How many times we talk about it, having players. I don't think Pete Carroll probably forgot how to coach, but he still has great energy, even though he's in his 70s. And they can't even get lined up right.
Oh, God. I mean, it's, is that right?
That game was really hard to watch. If you're a fan of the Raiders,
I mean, just
really,
dudes what are running doing wide here? Open. What are we doing it, was, here? It was like another touchdown. They could have scored 50.
They could have. Number four loser. I know injuries have hurt this team, but the Bengals, 34-12 losers against the Steelers. That's it's not good. Their offense has been really good recently. It was not good in that game.
Eventually, it had to catch up to Flacco, yep, right?
It did.
Mean, it kind of did. Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Bengals 34-12 down. I think they're about 3-7 now. 3-8. Not good. Number five loser. Not a bad team to lose to, but the fact 0-5 on fourth downs. The Lions, the play calling, just the decision making was odd. 16-9 to lose to the Eagles. Again, not a horrible loss, just the way it happened.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to play a little smarter football if you're Dan Campbell. I love aggressive Dan, but 0-5 on fourth downs is hard to overcome. Right?
Yeah, 0-5 and a one touchdown score is always going to be hard to discuss.
Well, trouble. So was he irresponsible on some of those?
It was like a 4th and 10, like, 4th and 3, 4th and 4. Yeah. I think 2 on his side of the field. But there you go. There's your NFL winners and losers, sponsored by Fierce Cheese.
Thank you.
A lot going on there, Jake.
Yes, there is.
There's a lot going on. A lot of turnovers in that Tampa Bay Buffalo game.
There's some, yeah. Was not
wild.
Not much defense played that game.
It was wild.
Besides, I mean, it had picks, by the way, a lot of yards on both teams.
What are the standings in the AFC? Was the AFC North?
Bill.
I want to know where we at with Pittsburgh. I want to work. I'm tracking Baltimore. It's the reason I want to know.
Baltimore did beat the Browns. Yes. It was an ugly game. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
I didn't put either of those in winners and losers. They win 23-16 over Cleveland.
Where are they at in the standings?
So Pittsburgh 6-4 with the win over the Bengals. Okay. Baltimore 5-5.
Okay.
They've won four straight. Bengals 3-7. Browns 2-8.
So the Ravens, Pittsburgh's going to get interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they're in it.
Yeah, they're in it. So I would not want to play that team.
The Ravens
right now. Like
why is that?
Well, they've won, like I said, four straight.
Four straight.
And all of a sudden, the quarterback's back to healthy, and they have life. Before, it was like season was over. They were two. It was terrible. Didn't they start off like 0-3 or?
Yeah, they were 1-5.
1-5.
And Lamar got hurt. Now, I'll tell you, Lamar still is not like back. He looked bad against the Ravens.
Did
against
he?
The Browns. He looked bad.
Now, that's a defense,
couple
though.
Picks. Yeah, the Browns defense is good. But really he did nothing in that game. But they still won the game because Shedeur Sanders came in for Dylan Gabriel, was not very good. He was what, 4-10, something like that.
No, well, he was four for 16.
Four for 16.
He was four for 16.
I tell you what though, there was a couple of drops.
There was a couple of drops. Browns
are bad. A couple of drops with it. So
it's a rough league now.
Right now
you can paint the picture right away. Because I was the first thing that was like, oh, four, that's terrible. Then they showed some highs. I go, well, hang on a second. That's a pretty good throw. That was pretty good. This wasn't. It didn't have to be that horrible type of thing. Mm. And the Browns, they don't block anybody.
They don't.
So it'd be
also,
really hard.
If the season ended today, which it does not, it'd be back-to-back years of the Titans with the number one overall pick.
Is that right?
They're going through some tough times in Tennessee right now. Lost 16-13 to the Texans. Wasn't a bad loss, but you know they're 1-9.
I hesitate to ask this. Who'd they take number one?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward. Yeah.
And I haven't heard much of him.
He hasn't done.
No.
They have no weapon. He would not know any receivers on that team. Like, they're just not good.
The other thing that excites me is cold weather teams. I want to see a game in Denver in January. That's fun.
Oh, God.
Chance for snow and cold. And Baltimore is usually can get a little chilly up there.
God, yes.
In that time of year.
Buffalo.
I want Buffalo to get a home. I mean,
it's horrendous.
I love that weather.
These names, was before we get to game show, here's some names for the receivers in Tennessee.
Okay.
Chig Okonkwo is the tight end. Heard of that name before?
I don't.
Elik Oyamanor is the receiver there.
Hmm.
Now, Calvin Ridley is still there. You've heard that name, right? But he's hurt.
Ridley from Alabama.
Yeah. He's not been great. And then I think is this Gunnar Helm. I've never heard of Gunnar Helm at tight end. And then
Texas.
Shamir DK, I think, was
from
Florida. That's the receiver. Like, these are not NFL guys.
Hmm.
Cam Ward doesn't have much to work with there. It is time to play the game show.
What was that?
What?
Oh, look at you.
Walked by or what?
Yeah, he was carrying something odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time to play the game, so give us a call right now at 464-5685 for a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is college football stadiums. I will give you the stadium name and tell me who plays there.
Okay, hold on.
He's
going to give us the
name.
But
what he does...
You guys have both been to a lot of stadiums.
It's set up for the caller, like it always is. Jake makes ours harder.
I don't think so.
36-20.
I think today it's pretty even. On both.
Started off 0-1, and Jake's trying to get after.
The tricky thing about these is some of them have changed names.
Are you going old? We going 70s?
None of these are trick questions.
Okay.
Nothing recently changed.
So thank you. I feel better.
If you think you know your college football stadium,
call in.
Call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The record is 0-1. You lost yesterday to the caller.
We're aware.
Is that
Blitzkrieg?
Yes, Chef. No, that's not Blitzkrieg.
Oh, no, right there. It's not him.
Okay. No, it's not him. It's just one of his employees.
Yes. He'll be bringing food.
We'd have so much food here.
On Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
It'll be an embarrassment of riches.
Yes.
College football stadiums. We have caller Seth. How do you feel about college football stadiums today, Seth?
Well, there's like, 120-some options, so about as good as you can, I guess.
Seth
feels good.
Is this Seth from Beatrice?
This is not Seth from Beatrice, at least the Seth I know from Beatrice.
Okay. Thank you, Seth. Seth, where are you from?
From the Columbus area.
Oh, whoa. The area. Expand on that. Is it Humphrey, or are we from Bellwood? Yes,
I grew up, the closest town was Tarnov, about 12 miles north of Columbus.
Oh, wow.
What town?
Tarnov. T-A-R-N-O-V.
Oh, I've heard of Tarnov. Is that where the big Catholic church is?
Yes. Yes. Population 42, most notable for accidentally getting bombed in World War II by our own troops.
Didn't know that.
Now you know.
World history. We bombed ourselves.
Damn, didn't know that.
I know right where it's at. It's on the east side of 81.
All right, Seth. First question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question. Seth, here we go. First question. What team, should be a layup, plays at Doak Campbell Stadium?
That'd be Florida State.
Florida State is correct.
Nice job.
Brilliant.
Nice job.
Hey, that wasn't easy, though.
1-0 lead. Seth, first question.
That was a good job by him.
What team plays at Nippert Stadium?
Okay, Bill, I think I know.
No, I don't. I don't take it. I don't know it well enough. I should know it.
Tennessee.
Not Tennessee. That Nippert?
No, that's not Tennessee.
I don't even know.
Seth, do you want Nippert Stadium or not?
I've heard it. When you say it, I'm going to recognize it, but not good enough to try to steal. So
tell me it's not Cincinnati.
It is Cincinnati. Yeah, I thought you'd get that.
Yeah, great. I did get that.
I didn't know it, Steve, so I can't be on you. Steve.
Yeah, you can be.
My friend Moe.
You just said it's Cincinnati
Well, the fact that you thought it might be Cincinnati and you said Tennessee makes it egregious.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It really does.
For the win, Seth, last question. What team plays at Reeser Stadium? R-E-S-E-R. Reeser Stadium.
Another one.
Goodness.
Another one.
Reeser Stadium, probably outside of the Power Four, or these all Power Four?
Can't tell you that. No, hey, easy.
I can tell you it's a college football stadium, Seth.
Seth.
Okay. I didn't know what instructions were given when I was just on hold.
That's fair. You got 5 seconds, Seth.
He's from Tarnoff.
Four.
Okay. Razor, we're
going to
go
Tulane.
Tulane, no.
Good. Okay. I'm passing.
You guys don't have to
unless
take
you
this.
Feel good about it.
No, I don't. Pass.
It's been this for a long time. That'd be Oregon State. Reeser Stadium.
You know what? I really wasn't.
I was going to say it.
Yeah.
Have you coached?
I've made some egregious head coaching errors today.
Have you coached in that stadium, Bill?
I've never been to Oregon State.
These are egregious head coaching errors.
Yes.
Okay, for the win. For the tie.
For the tie.
Bills in play.
Let's force
the tiebreaker.
Come on.
What team plays at Davis Wade Stadium?
I don't know this.
Been this for a long time.
I believe you.
Davis Wade.
No, I need you on
Stadium.
This.
I know it's. I'll say something.
I don't know it.
Auburn? I'll be mad at myself.
You're in the right conference. It's Mississippi State at Davis Wade Stadium.
Don't feel bad. No idea.
So
I just feel bad I said Auburn.
Seth, congrats. You win Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling
the
road.
I like the game, though. I enjoyed the game, even though it was set up for us to lose.
Our caller wants to chime in.
Go ahead, Seth.
All right. Thank you, guys. Columbus Lakeview football rules. Shut up,
Sipple. Wow, hold it. Do you know Young Ben? I wonder if he knows Young Ben from calling the games.
He's gone.
Columbus Lakeview rules.
Well,
he's on the north side of Columbus. It makes sense.
We'll do the tiebreaker here.
It does.
This is for you, Bill.
Okay, here we go.
We're doing football stadiums. What is the capacity of Hawaii's Clarence T.C. Ching Athletics Complex, their stadium for Hawaii football?
22,498.
Over under 22,498.
It's under
15,194.
15. And San Diego State went there, got beat 38-3.
I'm really upset about this game.
Yeah, it is. It's disappointed in us.
You knew Nippert,
and you had both of them. You knew both of them.
Knew Reeser. Yeah. I really knew it. I mean, this, I don't know what it was. I hesitated. Bad coaching management.
It's okay.
It's not okay. We're 0-2. I mean,
you went 4-1 last week.
We don't get that.
The callers do operate. The callers do want to try to win. You give them hope.
I know.
We're
giving them a lot of hope this week.
Okay. Yes, you guys can win bagels yourself tomorrow.
We had controversy
with Columbus Lakeview, my dad.
What happened?
I was up there with
lawsuit.
My dad. Well, my dad used to run on their track. My dad would run, you know, and I'd go trail with him. And one time, the AD came out and said, "You can't run on this track." You know, it got a little heated.
Whoa!
Back in the day, yeah. Like, why can't I? I can't run. It's a blue track.
So like a 19, whatever, like 78.
Yeah, 78.
78, you can't jog around the track?
Yeah, 78.
Hey, Columbus Lakeview, chime in. I don't appreciate this. We'd like to have an apology.
It was very interesting at the time to me.
Simple stat.
I was like, we got to go home?
Yeah.
They don't want to run
the track, yeah. I've heard that. Was your dad like smoking and flipping cigarette butts on the track or something?
He's just running his terry cloth shorts.
When we come back,
yeah, green, blue, and red.
Hour 3, power rankings, Big Ten rankings.
Here
next
we go.
On Early Break.
Here we go.